I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, and this is another episode of The Daily Check-In. So first and foremost, thank you guys for listening to this show. It doesn't go unnoticed, trust and believe. I do really appreciate the love, the respect that you guys are giving your girl, like, consistently is literally the word that I want to use, because you guys are coming and showing up time and time again and being consistent and listening to little me rant and just give you my perspective and my insight, as well as just listening to the journey that I'm going on. And it's amazing that people actually are interested in listening to what I have to say and listening to my truth and listening to my journey that I'm going on in this life. So I do want to let you guys know that I really do appreciate it. I do have mad love for you. Thank you so much. I love you guys for that. And keep listening. You know, as long as I'm on this earth, I have air in my body, I'm going to do the best that I can to share what I'm going through with you guys. So if you know someone that may benefit from listening to the show, please go and share this. Like, it doesn't take much to spread the word, to just let someone know that, hey, there's this dope girl out here just speaking her truth, living, trying to live her best life, and just like taking us on this whole journey and process as she's doing it. So yeah, that's my little 2 cents that I wanted to drop before I get right into today's episode. Today I want to really speak a little bit about, how would I want to call this? I guess just being spiritually guided. You know, that's the best way that I can kind of summarize this all up. And to be quite honest, before I literally started recording this episode, I just took up my Bible and said a prayer to God, and just ask him to give me the right words and to be the mouthpiece, and to be the mouthpiece for you guys, that through my experience that I just went through and throughout my day, just the certain things that happened to align the way that they did, that you guys can grab from that, see some value in it, and, you know, take whatever you can from it. So basically, early this morning, I woke up, I had a dream, and I had one of those dreams where there's like different scenarios and different things occurring in that dream. And for a very long time now, I've been praying to God, asking him to like let me remember my dreams, because I really struggle with remembering my dreams. I sometimes happen to like remember certain pieces of it, and I know I was dreaming and I wake up in the morning, I'm so frustrated where I can't remember it, but I feel like it's important and I should remember it. So I try to like put like a notepad by my bedside with like a pen, and like a few times I try to scramble things on a piece of paper. When I woke up in the morning, like, it wasn't even readable. Like, I didn't even understand what I was writing because I was so tired, it was still dark, and I was just trying to like write things down as I was half asleep, half awake type of thing. And that clearly didn't work. So I know I needed to kind of like really pray and ask God to help me really try to remember these dreams, because I know a lot of them have meaning behind it. And that's exactly what he did for me this morning. And it was a little bit all over the place, but there's certain key points that I can actually remember and that stood out to me. And 2 key points that I really want to share with you guys is one where I saw a colleague of mine in my dream, and this is an older woman. Like, she also, I think I mentioned it in a previous episode, I'm not quite sure which one, but it's basically one of those episodes where I was talking about like spirituality and being in tuned and whatnot. So one of my colleagues, like, we literally sit in front of each other at work, and I dreamt her. And the funny thing is, she's also very in tune, like she's very spiritually in tuned, and it seems to run in her family as well, because her son has that gift as well, as far as intuition and guidance from the higher power and angels and universe, which is something that you guys know I strongly do believe in. So she's definitely someone that I could actually relate to when I do experience certain things or certain energies feel weird. Like, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of the things that we conversate about. And I dreamt her. And like, I don't really dream people like that, and let alone to remember like what the dream was about. But I knew that in the dream, basically what it was, she was applying, like, it was like she was applying makeup on her face. I want to say like it seemed to be foundation, but it was darker than her actual complexion. Okay, so it was like literally even darker than my complexion, and I'm African American. So she was applying this like dark, like chocolatey type of pasty foundation type of thing, and it was just like right underneath her eye. And I'm like, why are you doing that? It doesn't look good, it doesn't look nice. And then she was kind of like frustrated and saying like, oh, this scar, I'm trying to cover up the scar. And I'm just like, okay. So like, I kind of like blew it off. Like, I remember the dream being that, right? So I kind of blew it off. And then as I woke up, I was just like, that's kind of strange. I'm like, is that like a message that I need to be telling her something? And I just like, I blew it off. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't want to approach her telling her like, hey, by the way, early this morning, I dreamt to you, da, 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 you know? Even though like we do have these conversations about spirituality and intuition and like angel numbers and things like that, but it was just kind of odd like how she showed up in my dream. So anyways, now like I'm at work, you know, it's almost like towards our first break, and her name pops up on my screen in the sense of getting a sale. So like at work, whenever we get sales, like we always like, you know, clap for the next person. And then her name came up on my screen. I'm like, okay, God, like, I see you. I understand. Like, you want me to speak to this girl. Like, you want me to speak to this woman and tell her what I dreamt. Like, I really don't know the meaning behind it, but it was just like eating at me. And like the energy of me telling her to, like, the energy was so strong that I had to tell her what I dreamt. Like, I didn't know what it meant, but maybe to her it might mean something. So anyways, our break comes now, and I was just like catching up with her. I was like, hey, how was it this morning? Da da da. How are you finding it? Da 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 da. And I was like, by the way, I dreamt you early this morning. And she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it was kind of strange because it was almost as if like I was speaking to you. You were applying foundation or some type of makeup on your face, but it was a darker shade, and what you were applying was to cover a scar that you had underneath your eye. And then she was like, what? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I know it sounds really strange, I know it's kind of weird, I don't really dream people like that, but I dreamt you early this morning, and I just felt the need to tell you this because it was just eating at me, even though I was trying to ignore it. She's like, that's so weird. I'm like, why? Because she's like, literally this morning before I came to work, I started to use this product. It was some kind of like pen type of product that she was using, which was a dark pigment, to cover a scar that she had over her eyebrow from since she was a child. Guys, did you just hear what I said? Like, like, I'm gonna back up a little bit. So she told me this morning, which is the same morning that I dreamt her, that she use this new product. Actually, she told me she had this product in her drawer for a little over a year that her daughter had given her, and she had this scar over her eye, literally like on her eyebrow type of thing, for many years, from since she was a kid. And her daughter was always like, why don't you kind of like cover it or use this product, whatever. And only this morning she decided to pull that product out and use it to cover the scar on her eyebrow. And then this morning, I dreamt her having this like chocolate brown type of dark pigmented product on her face. So my mom always told me something like, when you dream things, it doesn't literally, like, dreams don't walk straight. This is literally what she would say, and it's so true. It comes to you in a way where you have to kind of like put the pieces to the puzzle together. And the moment she said that, I was blown away. I was just like, did I just like have some type of premonition, some type of what is that that I just had? Like, I dreamt it, and then you're telling me very similar things that relate to that dream that I just dreamt. That's mind-boggling to me. Like, that's amazing. So God is literally speaking through me to speak to you, and as well as speak to her. Like, this shit is real, guys. You can't make this stuff up. Like, again, I like to keep it all the way 100 here on the show, and what I tell you, what I say to you, is coming from my heart. Like, it's so deep, you know. You can't make this shit up. So following that, now, like, she was just blown away, and then we started having like casual conversation afterwards. But I just told her, like, you know, just be careful with that product. I don't know if it's something that you shouldn't be using, because you did have it in your drawer for about a year. So maybe something that may, like, your body might not react properly to. But just, like, heads up, be careful. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much for telling me that, you know. But it's so strange how you had that dream the morning that I literally decided to put this product on my face, like, to cover that scar on her eyebrow. And then another thing was, in the same dream, like, remember I told you guys there was a different scenarios that occurred throughout that dream. Another thing that happened was, this girl that I went to elementary school with, I noticed that, from what I could remember, she appears in my dream once in a while, and I have a hard time identifying what exactly is her role in my dream. And I have the sense where when she shows up in my dream, which is not very often, it's something positive. She's also someone that I don't like really speak to. That's the weird thing about it. Like, we were elementary school friends, and then we kind of like fell apart as she, when she moved, like, she moved out of the city, right? So it's so strange that she appears in my dreams, every once in a while, but I feel like there's some kind of symbolic meaning to it in a positive way when she does appear, if that kind of makes any sense. I hope it does. But she literally appeared into my dream, and what really stood out was that she was focusing on this time. Like, the first thing was, she appeared in like this, a bathing suit, a two-piece bathing suit, and she was standing with someone, and I can't really see the face of the person that she was standing with, but I got the impression like she was looking fit, the person that she was standing beside was looking fit, and I was looking fit too. And that's literally one of my goals right now. I'm literally on the journey of trying to eat better, trying to make better health decisions. Like, I have a long way to go, but I've come a long way. And I know what type of body and what type of health lifestyle that I want to achieve. And I'm literally taking baby steps to embark in that journey as well. So the fact that she showed up in like a two-piece bathing suit is literally something that I want to eventually be able to do. You know, I had kids, like, I don't have the flattest stomach that's out there with like some cut six type of abs, but like, no, I don't have that type of body, and I'm not trying to. Actually, you know what, I am gonna claim that type of body, scratch that, I am gonna claim flat six pack abs type of body, because that's how I felt like she showed up in my dream. And it was a reflection of what I want to look like for myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for retracting that and letting me know that that is something that I can achieve, and not doubting myself about it. Guys, that just dropped right away. I don't know if you guys caught that, but that's me just catching that as I'm speaking to you. But to go back on track now, she appeared physically fit, looking good, and that's exactly what I'm trying to achieve. But what really stood out on top of that was the fact that she was focusing on time. So I kept getting the sense of like 7:10 being the time, which again, in numerology, again, referring to angel numbers, which is what I strongly believe in, is she was focusing on those set of numbers. So, you know, your girl had to pull that up on Google. Thank you, Google. And see exactly what that 710 meaning meant. So I'm going to share that with you guys. I actually have my iPad beside me, and this is the meaning of 710. So number 710 is a blend of the attributes and energies of number 7, the vibrations of number 1, and the influence of number 0. Angel number 710 is an indication from your angels that good fortune is manifesting in your life, and you will be experiencing your just rewards. So everything that I'm asking for, everything that I'm praying for, everything that I'm asking God to show me and guide me is manifesting itself. Like, guys, when I tell you to be patient, when I tell you it took me a long time to get to this point, and I know I still have a long way more to go, but it's just very gratifying to know that everything is now meshing together. I'm actually getting into alignment with my true destiny, with my true self, and making the moves that I was scared to make, let alone just even starting this podcast, for example, to be number one. Like, I was scared as shit. Like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I knew that God wanted me to use my voice to speak to you guys and to reach as many people as possible and hopefully help you change your life and live your best life on purpose. Like, that's intentionally what I want to do. I want to help other people, other women, more specifically other moms working a 9-to-5, live their best life on purpose, because you only have one life to live, right? So this is all happening in one day. Keep in mind, like, this is all happening today. It's very overwhelming. But now, like, I'm finished work, I'm done my hours, I'm done my shift, and I'm now going back home to go pick up my youngest from daycare. So I'm on my regular commute now, and I put on my podcast on my phone, and I'm kind of like going through the libraries of the different podcasts, like shows that I listen to, and like I just had this need where I feel really bored and I wanted to listen to something different. So I decided to like start searching and whatever in the field of like personal development and spirituality and whatnot. And then I stumbled across the podcast by this young lady called Anaya Ivy. I hope I'm not saying her name incorrectly, but I believe it's Anaya Ivy. And this is not a coincidence, guys. This is literally God showing up right on time. And like I was saying, God being of guidance to you when you actually need him. So I stumbled upon her podcast, and this is a girl, to be all the way 100 again, that I was following personally on my fashion boutique brand page that I had, which I still do have, but I'm not too active on it. And like I jumped in on a couple of her Instagram lives, and you know, like, she's a dope girl. She speaks her mind. That's what I really love about her. There's no filter. She says what she has to say. And if you don't like it, too bad. Like, just don't listen in, right? That type of attitude, which is definitely something that I rock with. So, so she's basically like an influencer, socialite. She's also a stylist. She has a YouTube channel. Like, the girl's doing her thing. Like, she's doing the damn thing, right? Which I really appreciate and respect, and kudos to her. Like, she's hustling and grinding out here in these streets. But her episode 11 is what I stumbled upon, and let me tell you, that episode was fire. So this is like not no sponsorship or anything like that. This is just me being real with you guys and letting you know when real recognize real. Like, this girl is the real deal, and I know what the real deal looks like because I'm the real deal myself. I don't cut corners, I don't sugarcoat shit, I don't filter shit, I just speak my mind. I learned that if you don't speak up, people will walk all over you. So you need to speak up, you need to show out, and there's nothing wrong with that, by using your discretion, obviously, in the context of certain things and where you are and whatever and whatnot, right? But I rock with this girl because she's a real deal. She speaks her truth, which is something that I love. And her episode 11 was literally, for me personally, how I consumed her content was in alignment with my previous episode, which is episode 12. There were so many similarities in it that I pulled from. So guys, go check out that episode from her, episode 11, and then re-listen to my episode 11, episode 12 if you didn't listen to it already. And I kid you not, to me, it seems as if I listened to her first prior to recording that episode, because there's so many similarities in it, and let alone the context of that episode of what she's speaking about is a lot of the things that I strongly believe and I am actually learning right now in this process, in this journey of embarking on my purpose to help you guys. You know, I know that was a mouthful. I hope you guys got all of that, but like, I'm literally dropping these gems as they're coming to me, and I'm hoping that you guys are able to catch it. So her episode was so powerful, guys. Like, it was, she kept it 100. That's all I can say. So go check it out. Make sure to also listen to my episode 12. Like, you literally probably would think that I listened to her first and then made my episode, when that completely wasn't it. So I got the red flag right away that God wanted me to listen to her to reconfirm that I'm guided, that I'm on the right track of the moves that I'm making and how I'm going about doing it, that I'm right where I need to be at this moment in time. I'm right on track, period. So that was a confirmation for me. And now when I look back at my whole day, it's just like, it's insane. You know, it's crazy how God would really come and show up when you just ask. Like, all you have to do is just ask, and he will drop those gems. He will put people in position that you need when you're ready and when it's the right time for you to grab what you need. And you just got to be patient. You got to be humble. You got to just wait and be patient. It's more of a game of being patient. And then once you get what you need, you execute. Like, don't let it cripple you. I keep trying to like emphasize that. Don't let the stuff cripple you, because it can. And don't let fear kick in and cripple you, because it can as well. Right? So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. I can't say that enough. Like, please, please, please make sure to follow me on the gram as well as on Twitter using the handle IAmNotMy9to5. And if you have any questions or any topics that you'd like to hear me talk about on the show, please don't hesitate to send me a DM on Instagram, or you can even send me an email at IAmNotMy9to5@gmail.com. So again, the email would be IAmNotMy9to5@gmail.com. Make sure to also share and tell a friend about your girl. All right, love you guys so much. Mwah. Enjoy the rest of your day. If it's day that you're listening to this, enjoy your evening. If it's evening that you're listening to this, and enjoy your night if it's night that you're listening to it. Bye, guys.